This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. Best of the blogs.
Jennifer Reid, our blog reviewer, joins us again. And today we're looking at a day in the life of us. Hi, Jen.
Yeah, hi, Katrina. It's a personal blog written by Kim Pies, who lives in Victoria. And Kim started her blog back in 2006 when she and her family were living and working in Papua New Guinea. So she's been blogging for a really long time.
Yeah, well, what do we know about Kim and what was she doing in Papua New Guinea?
Yeah, she's got a really interesting life, actually. Kim and her husband were doing missionary work over there. So Kim was working for an aid organisation and her hubby was running a private Christian school system for the country. So it was a really important role that he was doing over there. Mm. And Kim has two stepdaughters, and while in New Guinea, her first son was born as well, and she's actually got two little boys as well now. So they have a lovely little family who we get to see snippets of in her blog. So they've actually moved back to Australia now. Mm. But yeah, they did spend quite a few years over in New Guinea.
So she's done a bit of missionary work then?
Yeah, she also worked in an Aboriginal community in remote outback Australia before she went to New Guinea. And she's a bit of a jack of all trades, Katrina, because she's worked in the corporate world as a marketing assistant and an events coordinator. And she's also been a youth worker, and she's even worked in a rabbit photo shop. So her CV's quite diverse.
Yeah.
And she's actually even hosted her own TV show, which was a 13-part series that aired on the cable TV channel called Hope.
Okay.
And you can read all about that exciting experience in a post she called A Day in the Life of a TV Host. So that's on her blog. And Kim says that despite the fact that everyone told her otherwise, her first day of filming was nothing like sitting in her own lounge room. She said she was so nervous, but she must have done really well because she had loads of people saying to her afterwards that she was the next Carrie Anne. She was quite chuffed with that.
That's sweet. What inspired Kim to start her blog?
Her best friend encouraged her to start it, actually. Since Kim's family and friends live so far away from Papua New Guinea, it was a great way to keep them all up to date with their family news and her new baby's progress at the time.
Mm.
So the blogosphere was actually quite different then, and Kim felt a little bit strange starting a blog when she didn't really do crafting or scrapbooking and that sort of thing, because that's what everyone was blogging about at the time.
Oh, right.
Yeah, but she soon got into the groove, and her blog continues to be a record of her family life and her children, and complete with gorgeous photos and cute anecdotes and just other aspects of Kim's character. So she shares things in a blog like her love of fashion and some really great parenting tips as well.
Mm, she sounds like she's a pretty busy lady doing all these different things. So
she is, actually, but she says she absolutely loves blogging, and she said when you love something that much, you make time for it.
Mm-hmm.
So she says that it makes her happy, blogging, and it just clears her mind. And she calls it the cheapest therapy money can buy. So I thought that was very relatable for me.
Oh, yeah, sure. Who do you think would like the blog, Jen?
People who read the blog at the moment tend to be mums of young kids like Kim, because they can relate to the season that she's in her life at the moment. But Kim said she also has lots of readers who aren't mums who can relate to other aspects of her blog, like her love of unusual jewellery and funky shoes and, you know, just all things fashion related. So Kim actually has a regular fashion post that she calls Fancy Pants, which is really cute. She publishes that every Sunday. And what she does is sets up her camera apparently on her ironing board, which I thought was really funny because she hasn't got
a tripod.
Tripod yet. And she stands there in a lovely outfit that she's put together, and she just shares a photo of herself with her readers. And it's just so lovely. And I thought, I said to Kim that she looks so stylish in whatever she wears. Mm. And she said that that was really funny because she said she doesn't actually shop a lot. And she says that she wears the same things over and over again. But apparently she's got a knack for accessorising, so she can actually make the same clothes look really different. So she's really clever with her fashion. And she says she loves secondhand shops and hand-me-downs, and she's just really good at mixing and matching. Mm-hmm. So I love those coats because she shows that you don't need a lot of money to look nice and get a new look. Mm-hmm. And yeah, sometimes you just need to get a bit creative with your fashion.
Okay, and what are some of your other favourite posts, Jen?
In a post called I Love the Nightlife, Kim shares about her experience of being very sleep-deprived after the birth of her second son. And she was feeling really overwhelmed with all she had on her plate at the time. So the kids and the washing and her work, and she was just exhausted, basically. And I'm sure lots of parents can relate to that feeling. But Kim discovered a really lovely upside to that situation. And in this post, she tells a story about a time in the wee hours of the morning when her little boy woke up to go to the toilet. And Kim was already awake because she'd already had so much broken sleep that night, and she just gave up on trying to get back to sleep. So after he went to the toilet, he said, "Oh, Mummy, I'm hungry." And she was already awake, so usually she would have hurried him back to bed, but instead they both sat at the kitchen table and she got him a bowl of Weet-Bix, and he proceeded to quietly sing songs to her and tell her stories. And it was just the most precious scene that she described, Katrina. Mm. And Kim just realised that if it wasn't for all that broken sleep, she would never have had that experience with her son.
Yeah, that's really lovely.
Yeah. And at the beginning of another post called When I Remember Motherhood Was My Choice, you see photos of toys strewn all over the house, a tube of sunscreen squeezed out all over the carpet, broken glass from a lamp everywhere, All evidence that Kim was having a pretty bad day. And to top it off, she said one of the kids had fallen off the veranda and split his head open.
Oh, no.
Bit of a disaster zone. But then at the end of the post, we see this beautiful, gorgeous angel face, which is a photo of one of her boys. And Kim says, although there are days when it can be really hard being a mum, all she has to do is look at her children's faces and she remembers why she loves being a mum so much. So that was a really cute post.
Yeah, that's lovely.
Yeah, and just one last one. Kim does a post called I Tried Something New. And I love this. It's a regular post she does whenever she tries something new. She, you know, tells us all about it. But in this one, she called her new thing was thinking more like a man. Kim admits that she's sick of the mother guilt, the multitasking and the juggling that she's always having to do. So she decided she'd try something new one day and she'd think more like a man. So they tend to actually focus on the bits of life that they're actually doing at the time. So instead of, like most women, we try to multitask a bit too much and get a bit stressed out. She says her new attitude to be thinking, you know, more like a man and just focusing on one thing at a time has actually been her key to survival.
Interesting.
So, yeah.
Well, thanks for that, Jen. So A Day in the Life of Us, what's the URL?
It's actually Kim Pies, KymPiez.blogspot.com. And I'll also have a link to it on my blog, lifelikeacupcake.com.
Thanks, Jen.
Thanks, Katrina.
Best of the blogs. This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.